Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The threat of flooding is a big concern for New Yorkers living in basement apartments. That includes the community of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, which is where we find 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley covering that story for us this morning. Mary Lynn?
Rain is continuing to fall down, and we have seen multiple downed trees throughout this area. Now, here in Bensonhurst, one major tree falling and missing a car by just a few inches, and also missing an apartment building. Some of the branches now blocking multiple windows leading to the first story of those, you know, apartments on the first floor looking outside. But crews are working to chop them up and break them up. Ben says, as bad as it looks, it could have been much worse if it fell just a few inches south.
It's lucky. That happened in a private house. This time it's lucky. No cars damage, no
and
house.
And Bensonhurst isn't the only place this is happening. We're seeing flooding and damage all across Brooklyn. I took a short drive over to Bay Ridge, where right now crews are in the process of trying to remove a tree that is dangling over a sidewalk here on Colonial Road. They're in the process of trying to chop that up and also remove it, but it's taking a lot of time, so this sidewalk will be closed for a while. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Omdani says the city has put its emergency response plan into effect. Crews are busy clearing catch basins and inspecting those flood-prone neighborhoods. Specialized teams like the Downed Tree Task Force and Tow Truck Task Force are on standby. It's been a long few days without air conditioning for folks who lost power during the stormy weather over the weekend. Con Ed reports over 3,400 outages at the moment, most in Westchester, but also Brooklyn and Queens. Another 55,000 are out in New Jersey, and PSEGLI is about 3,200 customers without power on Long Island. Well, the search is on for the gunman that opened fire inside a Brooklyn lounge over the weekend. This happened on Avenue D. A 27-year-old woman shot early Saturday. She was hospitalized in stable condition. The gunman hasn't been found yet. His photo has been posted, though, on social media. A devastating update now to a story we told you about last year here on 1010 Winds. A Long Island boy who touched hearts across the country with his campaign to meet sports team mascots from far and wide has now lost his battle to cancer.
It started with a social media message from 10-year-old Logan Coyle, who was in the hospital battling cancer. The message went viral.
My name's Logan, and I was wondering if you knew any mascot.
You could ask them.
If you can ask them to send me a message.
And mascots from around the country came to visit Logan in the hospital. He spoke to 1010 Winds about one of the mascots.
And it was super fun. We played some floor hockey. He brought some pizza.
Funeral services are on Saturday in Port Washington. The family is planning a charitable fund to honor his memory. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Now, a homicide investigation on Long Island where the body of a man turned up in the parking lot of the LIRR station in Bayshore over the weekend. Police on patrol there discovered 34-year-old Yolandis Pratt. It was around 2:30 in the morning yesterday. What happened to him remains unclear. No arrests have been made, but authorities say he appears to have been, quote, a victim of violence. Anyone with information asked to contact Suffolk County Crime Stoppers as police investigate. The forecast has forced the cancellation of the second and final day of the air show at Jones Beach. State Parks officials say the planes can't operate safely due to rain and poor visibility. Hundreds of thousands of people did get to enjoy the show on the 4th yesterday, as well as a practice session on Friday. But drowning on Long Island, the victim, just a child, 6-year-old girl. We got word of the tragic incident this morning. Police say Kiara Polason was with her family at Southampton Beach on Saturday when she went to fetch a sandal floating in the water and wound up pulled into the current near Sabonic Creek. A nearby kayaker managed to get her out of the water, but despite their best efforts, she was unable to be saved. The Suffolk County Medical Examiner and Southampton Town Police are investigating. Well, the Legionnaires outbreak on the Upper East Side is growing. The City Health Department now putting the number of cases at 14 and expanding the affected area to include the zip code of 10075, along with 10028 and 10128. Mayor Momdani says the cases have not been linked to any building plumbing or air conditioning systems and that tap water is safe to drink, bathe, and cook with. Still, the health department is testing water from cooling towers in the area where Megan Fragola lives. She tells 1010 Winds.
I think my biggest worry is that we don't know where it's coming from yet. Obviously, certain buildings can be more at risk than others, but simply not knowing where it's coming from and what is causing it is concerning.
The city's health commissioner, Dr. Alistair Martin, is urging anyone who lives, works, or has visited the area since late June to get medical help if they develop symptoms like fever, cough, difficulty breathing, or other flu-like symptoms. Well, the NYPD reports a fatal stabbing in the Bronx last night and one arrest. Officers that answered a 911 call at a home on Teller Avenue in the Mount Eden section found a 31-year-old woman with stab wounds. She was raced to the hospital, couldn't be saved, though. Also discovered at the scene, 27-year-old Lexis Bullock, who lives there and was a friend of the victim. Police say she pulled a knife after the two had an argument. The suspect now charged with murder and manslaughter.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.